Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Good evening, VV Nation, and welcome to our channel. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest, and it's Monday, so I'm going to give you my top weekly picks for both the U.S. and Canada. It's going to be very interesting this week, so make sure you stay till the end. So, we always start off by what's going on in the market to give you some insight on whether we should be bullish or bearish, and I've got portfolios that track the movement of these stocks. So let's get right into the software. And we're going to start off with our VVC, the VectorVest Composite, tracks the movement of over 9,000 stocks. That's why we use it for the purposes of market timing. Nice uptrend, now sitting in a channel. Would love to see it break down or break up above this trend line that I have right here. But still, overall, more of a bullish feel than not. Our indicators are starting to tick up a little bit. I don't know how much more sustainable this upturn is, but that is another story for another day. Let's get into my picks for this week. Let's go to the viewers tab. Interesting that all I have is two picks. Now, this pick this week is going to be more of technical picks. Last week, we did growth stocks. So I'm trying to put a different theme on the weekly picks to give, you know, some of everybody an opportunity to find some stocks that are in their realm of investing. So this week, I had a search that I created specifically for tech plays. I'm going to go to the Unisearch tool, and here's the search that I created. All right, let me set this up. It's called Top Weekly Tech Picks. I'm going to click on it. And here it is. So, a couple of things. I'm looking for stocks that are less than $20. Relative timing greater than 1.2 tells me that these stocks are in an uptrend. Relative timing has been trending higher for 3 days. The stock has got a relative value greater than 1.2. These are going to be most likely undervalued stocks. And I want to make sure on the day that I run the search that the stocks are at least moving up at least 1%. And the sort is RT times CI. Notice everything with the exception of RV is all about tech analysis. Is the stock in an uptrend? The percentage move, RT times CI. Stocks that are in an uptrend that go up more than they go down. So I think that this is a great search for people who are looking for tech-minded stock players. And when I run it, as of today, as I record this video, only two stocks come up. That's indicative of what's going on in the market. People think that, well, you know, this market can go up forever. No, it can't. And running a search is looking for momentum plays and only finding two stocks tells me something. All right. So those are my two stock picks for the week for the U.S. market, BIRDF, SUP. Both of them are undervalued. Let's move over a little bit. Relative values are above one. Relative safety is below one. They are in uptrends, good VST stocks, stocks that go up more than they go down, and they have double-digit earnings growth. Now, the CI on Superior Industries, interesting that it's below one, but everything else that I'm looking for, RV being undervalued, in an uptrend, high VST stock, buy recommended stock, everything else fits, and there we go. So let's go to my viewers. Let's go to last week. Last week, we did growth stocks, all right? And those stocks tend to go up when the market's going higher. Let's go back and see what they did over the last week. Let's go see what they did over the last week. See if it's worth it. See if it's worth it to even watch this video. Let's do a quick test of all of the stocks. Good, googly, miggly. We took a hit over the last week. Why? That was a crypto stock. You know how I feel about crypto, but it met the criteria for growth stocks. And there we go. We got hit by that. We got hit by that. We were down 5.69%. That doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I'll own it. The market was only down about 0.5%. So this portfolio of stocks that I gave you last week didn't work out well at all. Wah, wah, wah. All right. So again, the top weekly picks that I have for this week, SUP and BIRDF. And you know that I'm tracking a portfolio. Let's go to portfolios. I'm tracking a portfolio of the top five weekly picks. And what happens with this, as a stock moves out of the list because it hit the stop criteria, pretty much was just a trailing 15% stop. Love the move. So it just tells me that the stocks that we buy, that we have in this portfolio, do a lot better than the stocks that don't do well. And I think a trailing 15% stop, let's go to edit. I'm using a criteria of a 15% trailing stop. The reason why I like this, that even though these are weekly picks, let the stocks run. All right, let the stocks run. We're up 15%. How long have we had that? We've had that since 3/26. The new stock I picked up today was SUP. All right, so now I still have my complement of five stocks. I don't move these stocks unless they get stopped out, and I don't add to this portfolio unless a stock gets stopped out. So here we are, and here's the equity curve that I've been tracking for the top five weekly picks. All right, so SUP is my new pick for the week, but there was only two stocks. There we go. All right, let's move over to the Canadian market. Then we do it for the U.S. and Canada. Interesting that the Canadian market is going up or sitting a little bit of sideways right now. It's got more of a bullish feel than a bearish feel. Our indicators are still going up. Let me move this over a little bit. Indicators are still going up. RT starts to tick down, but it still is above one. I did the same thing. I went to the Unisearch. I ran the top weekly tech picks. Same scenario that I had set up in the U.S. But when I ran it, look at this. No results found. So from a tech perspective of momentum plays, I didn't have any stocks to take a look at in the Canadian market. So I ran my regular search that I do for Canada, which is the top weekly picks. There's a difference between one and two. Doesn't matter. Don't ask. I won't tell. It's all right. But this is what I use to find the stocks for you on a weekly basis. But I just couldn't find you the tech movers. All right. Let's go to the viewers tab. Here's my top weekly picks. Let's go to the growth stocks for the Canadian market last week. Let's go set that up. It was the top weekly growth stocks. Let's go to 4-1. And those were my growth picks. Same thing that I did for the U.S. last week. Let's quick test them. Big difference in Canada and U.S. The growth stocks for Canada did well, 6.38%. Market was only up 0.37%. Nice move on FVI, Taseko Mines, Silver, URE. Big loser to the downside was a gold play, IAU. So it looks like, again, two different markets. Looks like the Canadian market did well with my top picks for last week. Let's go to 4-8. Here's my new picks. SHLE, PRL, BDT, VBNK, and SES. Let's graph these all. Notice all of them are buys with the exception of one. VersaBank is a hold. Let's move over a little bit before I look at the graphs. All double-digit earnings growth rate. Gotta love that. Let's graph these all real quick. All right, put this on a three-month graph. Take off the crosshairs. Take off the last close. Nice move on SHLE. Nice move overall. Pulled back. I like the rebound. I'd like to see trigger on the MPI graph. I'm getting ready to get trigger on PRL. Look at that nice low trough, close to a trigger to get trading at today's session highs, no wick at the top. Going to the next one, BDT, nice move over the last 3 months. Little bit sideways move right now. I'd like to see trigger, but I like the play from a momentum perspective. VersaBank, again, no trigger. I'm about to get trend, but overall, I would really like to see this stock break through this level of the swing high of about 15.10. And the last stock on the list, nice move, SES, nicely moving up, new three-month high. Love the trend. Trigger's not there, but love the trend. I like the pick. All right, with that being said, folks, that's about it for this week. My top picks for both the U.S. and Canada. If there's stocks that you're looking at, hit me up in the comments. Let me know. If you like the video, hit the like button. If you're not a subscriber to the channel and you want to be alerted to when these videos come out, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon. With that, folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.